The Tale of the Farmer's Wife and the Honeybee. 1. Seth, my master, here was a farmer's wife who had fled from her home. And why had she done this? It was because the village overseer and the headman had shown her tyranny, and so she had fled. She reached a forest, and there came a honeybee. Behold, speech came to the honeybee, and she saith to the farmer's wife, Why hast thou fled? And she replied that tyranny had been shown to her. Then answered her the honeybee, I also have suffered tyranny, and therefore do I lament. Prithee, lend thou me thine ear. And thus speaketh the honeybee to the farmer's wife, Prithee hither come, my friend. Let us fall at God's feet, and make our prayers to him. Lo, I am I, honeybee, a poor winged creature of the forest. 2. From hill to hill did I collect my flower nectar, and become possessed of manifold progeny, Meru insane, that ruthless bear, for he it was that drove me to the forests. 3. He utterly destroyed my little ones, Zero God. Why came there no pity to thee? Lo, I am I, honeybee, a poor winged creature of the forest. 4. Quoth the honeybee to the farmer's wife, Bus, and thus was I driven from the forest by the bear, and now I fled. Then alighted I at a farmer's house, and he said unto me, I will give thee peace and comfort. Behold what that farmer did unto me. Prithee, lend thou me thine ear. What shall I say unto thee? He made ready a hive as an abode for me, and rubbed a door with fresh butter. It became a prison of death for me. It was my fate that brought me to the farmer's house, and, of a truth, that fate was humiliation. 5. With a sickle I cut off my honeycombs, and thereby there arose upon him the guilt of countless murders. Lo, I am I, honeybee, a poor winged creature of the forest. 6. So finished that honeybee the story of her pain, and now saith she to that farmer's wife, If aught hath happened unto thee, do thou also tell it. Then speaketh the farmer's wife, and saith to her, Hear what hath happened unto me. Each soul must tree its weird, and there is a place below to which it must descend. Lo, I am thy farmer's wife, we came not to this world as an abiding place. 7. In the spring the tax gatherers came to the farmer with soft encouragement. With sweet words did they fill their bellies and enclose them as in a net. 8. In the autumn they forgot all their kindness. They it was who came to beat us. Lo, I am thy farmer's wife, we came not to this world as an abiding place. 9. Crops sowed I in Mother Earth, and they it was that sprung up and ripened. I collected and piled them on the threshing floor, hundreds of carvoers in weight. Carvoers weighs about 100 weight and a half. 10. From village circuit to village circuit, to weigh the produce came the headman and the accountant. Lo, I am thy farmer's wife, we came not to this world as an abiding place. 11. How many of the poor and needy, Zero friend, came as beggars holding out their lap cloths, their skirts I filled and filled, for that giveth an assurance of salvation. 12. The recording angels will write down with their pens the reward of these good actions, so that they may ne'er be shaken. Lo, I am thy farmer's wife, we came not to this world as an abiding place.